Today I'm talking to David Walsh, a local community pharmacist, and we're going to be talking about hay fever. So what is hay fever, David?
Hay fever is an allergic reaction to pollen. It mainly affects the linings of the eyes and the nose. It's one of the most common allergic conditions. It affects up to 10 million people. It normally begins in childhood or early teenage years, but it can come on at any time of life.
So what are the symptoms?
Frequent sneezing, itchy nose, runny nose, difficulty breathing.
Do the symptoms get worse at certain times of the year?
They do. It depends which... Different people are allergic to different types of pollen. The first pollen of the year is actually produced by trees, and different species produce different pollen at different times of the year. And actually, tree pollen can go all the way from alder and hazel trees in January, February, all the way through to birch and oak trees, which are still producing pollen at the end of June. Other plants such as grasses and nettles, weeds, flowers in your garden, they tend to, but pollen can be present for, you know, the majority of the year, so 8 months of the year.
And what treatments are available?
General symptoms are normally treated in a pharmacy with antihistamine tablets, or in children, an antihistamine syrup. Symptoms are more severe in specific areas, such as perhaps some people have big problems with their eyes. Then we can use the antihistamine tablets or syrup, and then we can add in eye drops as well. Equally, if it's nasal symptoms, we can give nose drops or sprays.
And are people still all right to drive on this type of medication?
The newer antihistamines shouldn't cause drowsiness, and people with jobs using operating machinery or driving should be okay on those. The older type medication did cause drowsiness. I say they shouldn't cause drowsiness. Some people are still affected by them, so the advice would be to try them when you don't need to.
And can these hay fever medications be taken for a long time?
They can be taken throughout the season. The only one that perhaps you wouldn't want to use long term, are the decongestant nasal drops, which is another group of products that we have. The decongestant nasal drops are used for very bad congestion in the nostrils. We normally only suggest you use them for sort of 7 to 10 days at a time. Because if you can, prolonged use can actually cause what we call rebound symptoms, and it can actually make the condition worse. So other than that, the other ones, the antihistamine tablets, the steroids, they can be used throughout the season without any great problems.
And are they okay for pregnant women?
Try and use other methods of avoiding pollen, but antihistamine tablets and the local antihistamine drops are quite safe with pregnant women. But
is there any other advice you can give to hay fever sufferers?
Yes, most of the other advice is concerned with avoiding pollen, which might sound easy to do. So things like when the pollen count's very high, and if you're very bad with it, stay indoors. Keep your windows and doors shut. Another one is to try and avoid drying your clothes, and particularly your bed linen, outside. And you can also get pollen filters, which can be fitted to cars, and vacuum cleaners in the house.
Thanks for that, David.